Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Everything House Music and More. And today, my special guest is, they call her Disco Tony. So we're going to find out where all that came from and a lot more about house music. So Tony, you ready to get into it?
I am ready. So ready.
All right. Your legendary nickname, Disco Tony, made you a symbol of house culture even before it had a name.
Right.
When was the first time you heard the term house? And how do you feel the name came about?
Well, the first time I heard house is when I started, you know, doing parties and going to the warehouse. Oh, my God. I had to be 14 and a half.
Now, what year was that?
Come on, Mari. She's going to make me really count this. Well, let's see. In 82, I was 17. So okay. Had to be about 78.
Wow.
About okay. 1978 is when I started going to the warehouse.
Okay.
Yeah. Damn, so she's old.
That was a long time, yeah.
Yeah, she's old.
So that's where your nickname came.
My nickname, Disco Tony, came from high school.
Okay.
In class. I was in a class, okay. And one of my friends said, I'm going to give you a new name. I said, okay. And he called me Disco Tony.
Okay.
And that's where that came from. It had nothing to do with disco or house music. He just said, I'm calling you Disco Tony.
Wow.
I was doing parties.
Okay.
He's gone now. May he rest in peace. Okay. Leon. Yeah.
Okay. So what was your interest into the Chicago Southside party scene? And then what age were you at that time?
I started going to the warehouse at 14 and a half, 15. And then I started doing parties at 16. And I was at Kenwood High School.
Kenwood?
Yeah. Bronco.
Broncos.
What prompted that was, you know, I lost my mom when I was 7.
Okay.
And I've always wanted to be a part of something. So the house music community was big back then, you know, and all of us together and the crew.
Right.
And that's how that started. And then the party thing started. I just wanted to do a party. I didn't know at 16 you can walk in a club and say, hey, can I rent your club? And they actually gave me the club at 16. So it started there and it went on and on after that. And 45 years later, here I am.
Wow.
Yeah.
So who were the standout DJs at that time period?
Andre Hatchett was my DJ.
Okay.
It started with Tony Hatchett and then Andre Hatchett.
Okay.
And then Key Fobbs. So Key I would Fobbs, always yeah. hire Key Fobbs and Andre Hatchett together. Still today, they're two of my favorite DJs. And then later on, Wayne Williams was my DJ.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So Kenwood High School has long been considered the mecca of house culture because of people like you.
I think so. Yeah.
And help us picture, what was it like back then and how was high school and why was it so influential?
Well, for me, high school was the bomb. You know, I live with my grandma because my mother had died and it was like my little getaway. So going to school every day, I just loved going to school. I wasn't an A student at all, so just to let y'all know.
Right.
But it was just cool just getting out of the house. It was a studio apartment, you know, me and my siblings. And I loved going to school every day. It was fun. And then she didn't know I started cutting to go to other schools to plug. Because, Maurice, back then, we didn't have internet. There was no Facebook. Correct. There was no nothing.
Right.
So I made the flyers. And then at Larry's.
Was it on an index card or you made a real
flyer? Oh, no. I went to Larry's. Okay. They stayed open 24/7 up north. So I would make the flyers. Every flyer had my photo on it. Even back then at 16, I had my photo on my flyer. So that thing kind of carried over until today.
Okay.
You know, but I was like cuter and thinner back then.
You're
so,
cute and beautiful now.
Thank you. So that's how that all started. So then I just started doing parties. I was actually living with the Hatchetts off and on. You know, everybody was, you know, like hanging out at the Hatchetts house. So Marlene didn't mind. Dad didn't mind. So we would all like spend a night, go to the warehouse, get home at 12 noon. My grandmother Never, you know what? She got tired of me asking, and I would just sneak out the house anyway. So she just let me go to the warehouse.
Right.
She just said, "Go on, just
that
you know."
That was a special time back then where you can do it like that. Now it's
just yeah, you can't do that today. Yeah. You might not make it back home. So, but yeah.
So where were some of the party spots you attended
back then?
Back then, and what made them so special?
First, it was Sawyer's. Mm-hmm. It was so many places: the gallery, the power plant, the warehouse. Oh my God, there was so many. I can't even remember them all. It was so many places. I mean, I remember Ron Hardy. He was one of my favorite DJs back then, along with Frankie Knuckles. So I never miss Ron Hardy's party. Mm. I think he was at what? The power plant, maybe?
The powerhouse.
No powerhouse.
Power plant?
Power plant, yeah.
Yeah, we have to make sure we put that in the bottom right there.
Yeah, he was in, I think he was there. So I went to all those parties. Okay. I mean, you know, I've been doing this thing for a very long time. And the parties were big back then. Right. They were huge.
Okay. How many kids you think that was in there at the time?
Oh my God. How many kids shouldn't have been in there? Probably hundreds, because I mean we were young and it was probably 500-600, okay. You know, off and on. You know, most of these parties went on at 3-4 in the morning.
Right.
Can't stay up till 11 PM now. So yeah.
So disco versus punk. Describe how those cultures merged into Black Chicago teens.
Well, I never liked disco music.
Really?
Still today, I don't like disco music. Really? I didn't like it back then. Punk, I did like. And how did it merge?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I don't know.
So you're saying you don't like disco music.
I don't.
Some of the classic, like, underground house records was considered disco at that time.
Oh, no, it was. I mean, right. I would go to the party still, but I didn't like the music. I just went to a disco music party, actually, a week ago with Mike Dunn and Ron Carroll. Right. I mean, I like some of the cuts, but I was never into disco.
Wow.
It was never.
Your name is disco.
I didn't give myself the name. I'm just, you know, taking what was given to me. It had nothing to do with disco music, I promise you, because I hated disco music.
Okay.
And I just skipped all of that and went straight to house music.
Wow.
And ever since then, all house for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you did your first party, and when you threw your first party as a promoter, was it successful?
I would say yes, every last one of them was. I don't think I've had a bad party still today.
Right.
The same people that came to my parties when I was 16 and 1978, 79, 80, they still come in today. Same people.
Same people.
Yeah. I mean, I can mention names, but, you know, give them a look.
As a young female promoter, did you experience any sexism as a result? And was there any behavior that would be inappropriate by today's standard?
Well, today
you don't have to name names either.
I'm not naming names. Okay. It's worse today.
It's worse today
than it was for me back then.
Wow.
Because now it's like a competitive thing.
Right.
Everybody's in a competition. I'm not in a competition. I know who I am.
Yeah.
But it's more competitive today than it was back then.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And as a straight woman, how did you feel in that environment at the warehouse and, you know, knowing that it was predominantly a Black gay club?
They were gay? It didn't matter. It didn't matter. They were, you know, my friends. Right. I know people from all walks of life, you know, gay, straight, mixed, confused.
Right.
I know people from all walks of life, and it never mattered.
So what was the attraction to the warehouse?
Just partying all night long, you know, and with your peers.
Right.
You know, it wasn't just me. It was Kenwood, you know, a group of people at Kenwood that I grew up with. And outside of Kenwood, you know, we all met at Sawyer's back in the day.
Okay.
And then we graduated to the warehouse. It didn't just start.
Right.
So
it was no like letting women in at the time at the warehouse. There was no problems like that.
No, I always got kicked out because I was always sneaking in. I didn't have any money.
Right.
And Jeff was at the door. He used to work the door at the warehouse. And you're like, Tony, I know it's you.
Okay.
So, you know, they had the little stamp thing. You and spit on your hand. I don't remember Jeff's last name, but everybody know who Jeff is. I promise you. He was at the door.
Okay.
So they used to do stamps back then.
Right.
Robert, I'm so sorry. Please don't be mad at me. So we used to do this. everybody do this.
Oh, y'all
and
found
we
out
would
how to
run
go
up
ahead.
The
Look
stairs, and sometimes I would get caught, and I would have to wait in Wayne Williams' van until everybody left the warehouse
wow.
to get back home.
Really?
Because some of us didn't make it through.
Wow.
So we would have to wait in the van until the party was over.
So besides the warehouse, did you attend any other black gay clubs at that time?
I attended all of them. Every
Club
last
LaRae's
one of them.
Like that?
Power, I didn't go to LaRae's. Okay. I went to, you know, the Power Plant. God. Come on now, you're making my head. Oh, Jesus. I can't even remember all of them. Power Plant. My mind just
No,
went,
it's okay.
You know.
It's okay. Music Box.
Oh, the Music Box. Yes, of course. Thank you.
Right.
You know, I'm 60 now, so you got to help me out a little bit. Power Plant, the Music Box. Jesus, I need to do a little bit more.
We'll put some more down at the screen so everybody know what was going
okay.
on.
All right.
So fashion and the party scene intersected early with you.
Yeah.
And you were heavily into fashion. Can you tell us how and how was influenced you and who were the first people that stood out back then?
Well, if you call fashion holy jeans, K-Swiss, All-Star gym shoes, and Izod, that was the fashion.
Absolutely.
Back
then. That was the culture.
That was everybody wore the same thing. And I think it all started at maybe Kenwood and Whitney Young.
Okay.
We all dressed alike, holy jeans, and I did my own jeans. And
you know, get some people talking about you like they started that at Kenwood.
Hey, what can I say? We were all dressed like that at Kenwood. And, we all wore the same pair of jeans every day also.
Okay. So,
right.
Do you remember when the Hot Mix 5 first aired?
I mean, I know it was probably in the 80s or something. Yeah.
And how do you feel that changed the scene of the house music scene? Or culture, I should say.
I don't even remember everybody that was on it besides Farley. And, you know, you would have to say the names.
Yeah, like Farley, Kenny Jason.
Yeah.
Mickey Oliver, Scott Smokey.
But I don't know that they were playing house music back then.
Now, okay, so stop right there then.
All right.
What do you consider house music?
You want me to name songs?
You can name some songs right now because you say they weren't playing house, but they definitely was playing house.
I don't remember, honestly. All
right, so name me songs that you think, because you just said you didn't really like disco.
I didn't like disco.
So some disco, underground disco is considered underground classic house music or deep house.
Well, you know, I'm a promoter.
Right.
I'm not a DJ.
No,
so,
that's true.
Right. I'm a promoter. I'm not a DJ. I mean, some of the old songs back then, I consider house, Hit and Run,
okay.
Let No Man Put Us Under.
You know that's disco, right?
Is that what that is? Oh, my God. That's disco, huh? Well, you know, they say it's not a big difference between the disco and the house back then. And people try to say, well, you know, that's what they said.
Yeah,
it was disco, but to me, it was.
Yeah, so you know, you had your Farleys and everything. Kenny's playing the same thing that you heard around in the city of Chicago at the time.
I didn't listen to a lot of radio back then.
Yeah.
You know, I did my advertisement on radio for my parties, but that was about the extent of it. I would just listen for my advertisement to make sure I'm getting what I paid for.
Wow.
But I wasn't really big on radio.
Okay.
So, no, I didn't really listen to them back then.
Okay.
That's the honest to God truth.
Sorry, Farley. That's your honest
opinion. Sorry. And I knew all them guys.
Right.
But I wasn't like big on radio.
Okay.
You know.
So preppy versus house. Can you describe the differences in each?
Preppy versus house. Preppy, I think, was just everybody wearing the Izods, and, you know, I don't think there was a big difference because we all dressed alike back then.
Yeah.
Everybody wore the same thing. The guys would wear the suits and the bow ties, and or we would wear the holy jeans and K-Swiss, Izods, All-Stars, you know, Converse back then. It wasn't that much of a difference. We all dressed alike.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't that big of a difference.
Okay, good. So at some point, clubs became more accessible to teens. Did you attend? You just said you attended the Music Box, but do you remember any other club like the Loft or anything like that that you attended?
I went to the Loft.
Okay.
I mean, I went to all the clubs back then.
Right.
All of us did. We were all together as a group. We all went.
Okay.
And they were all in the same around the same time.
Same time. Yeah.
So we just partied a lot, amongst
okay.
other things that we did. But partying was one of them. And I went to every last club that was playing house music.
Nice.
I was there.
Okay. So were you connected to the scene when Jesse Saunders released On and On and later to be known as the first house record?
Okay, well, you want to know my truth?
Absolutely.
Okay. Jesse Saunders went to high school with me. We were dancing off house music already. Okay. So I don't know who made the first house music song, but I know who didn't. And I feel like just because you made a track, you know, house music track, right, doesn't make you as the first one who made house music. Okay. So I don't agree with that one.
So you don't agree that Jesse was the originator of the house?
Absolutely not. I do not agree. I went to high school with Jesse, and we were all dancing off house music.
Right.
So unless you have a twin or triplet or something, how the hell you make house music?
So let me ask you this, which I ask everybody on the show. Where do you think the term house music came from?
I honestly don't know where house music came from, you know, but I'm being honest.
Right. No, no. That's,
you know, I don't know anyone, the first person that made house music. Right. Honestly, I don't.
Yeah.
But I do know who didn't make house music.
So let's go into who didn't it. Let's I want to hear your
I'm not
going
to. You want me to mention all these names?
Yes, please. Come on.
They'd be so pissed at me.
No, this is your truth. I just want to know who you think didn't make house music.
Well, I know Wayne Williams didn't make house music. Okay. I know Jesse Saunders didn't make house music.
Okay.
And some of those other guys who claim they made the house music, first house music song, I'm not sure if they did either, because we were already listening to house music, dancing off house music.
Right.
Now, I can't tell you which year, or all of that, but keep in mind, I partied with all these guys.
Right.
So
I think what they're saying is, like, Jesse, he put out on vinyl the first Chicago house record. Now, the term that was...
I'm sorry.
That's good. The term that was creating, like, okay, house music, but there was never vinyl press at that time. It was either cassette or reel-to-reels that a lot of people were playing. I mean, some people say Jamie Principal, Your Love was the first house record, but it was never on vinyl. Jesse's saying that his was the first one that was released on vinyl.
Well, those are Jesse words, and we can say whatever we would like to say about whatever we're doing.
Okay.
You know, like I can say I'm the first female black promoter, you know, that started promoting house music, blah, blah, blah. But that doesn't mean I was the only female black promoter.
But you can't say that because you were.
I'm the longest running one. I do know that. All I can say to you about this contest on who invented house music.
Right.
Nobody I know, sweetheart.
Okay.
No one I know.
Okay.
You know, because how you invent house music when we're all in the club dancing off house music. I don't care if you put it on vinyl, put it on a piece of paper.
Okay.
If we were already dancing off house music, how the hell are you the first one to make it? That's just how I feel. Mm-hmm. And I'm a promoter and I hired many DJs. So that's my take on it.
All right, Tony. That's disco Tony.
That's my take on it. And I've been around a long damn time.
Right.
So longer than some of these newer DJs, new people. And I don't know anyone who made house music. I'm going to be totally honest with you. I know a lot of people who made house music tracks, so they want to make it where we made the first house music song. We got a whole big-ass world out here.
You could be considered a DJ connoisseur. I'm going to name a DJ. Give me your first thought in one word and describe the style.
Okay.
Andre Hatchett.
Oh, my God. Original. Okay. Original. He's an original.
Farley Keith.
He's an original as well. He's a different original, you know.
Right. Okay. Ron Hardy.
Ron Hardy, the best and original as well. You know, he, no comparison.
Right. There, you know. Okay, let's have Celeste Alexander.
I love Celeste. We grew up together. We went to Kenwood together. Okay. Celeste is the bomb.
Okay.
Female DJ, she's off the chain. Yeah.
Frankie Knuckles.
Oh, shit. Really? That's like grand, you know? I got in trouble at Frankie Knuckles' parties at 14, 15 going there. So, you know, he's the best. Was the best, still the best. And
okay, good. All right. So this is a show we call Everything House Music More, but we talk about everything.
Okay.
Let's talk about your tiny house and tell us about that experience.
The tiny house. I used to watch that show on HGTV every day. That was like everything. I lived in the mountains of LA, so bored, you know, and I like HGTV. And I said, you know what? I'm going to build myself a tiny house. My kid's like, Mom, you're crazy. No, you're not. So I called up a designer that I saw on HGTV.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, ma'am, where are you located? I said, in Los Angeles. And I want you to build me a tiny house. I like what you did on HGTV. He said, well, you're going to have to send me $20,000. I said, no problem.
Ooh.
So sent the money. He started building. I designed it. And that's how a tiny house became.
Wow. Yeah. Now, do you still have it?
I sold it.
Okay.
I sold it. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's nice.
I sold it. It was beautiful.
Okay. Yeah. So we talked about your kids. When is your world famous Scared of Son going to start DJing house?
That's a good question. Between modeling for Pharrell, Louis Vuitton, and all these designers, and trying to keep up his, you know, duties with Adidas and chocolate. I don't know, but he loves house music, though. He tells everybody, I love house music.
Well, that's good. Time to spread the word on that.
Yeah.
All right. So, Tony, what's next for Tony Shelton?
Besides getting pregnant, having a baby, and getting married.
All right.
I'm joking. That'd be a miracle. You know what? I'm going to keep doing events. I don't want to do them every week, every month. I'm not going to do that because, you know, I travel a lot now. I do what I want to do now. I get to travel the world. Kids are grown, all on their own in different countries, different states. So I get to travel. I'm going to Europe again soon for a couple weeks. So I'm doing what I want to do.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good for Tony Shelton. I'm proud of you. Tony, thank you so much. It was so educational what I learned from you. I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I love
and,
you too, Mars.
You know, just God bless you. And we look out for everything Tony Shelton, y'all. You can be reached on Facebook, Tony Shelton. So watch out for upcoming events. And once again, this is Everything House Music and More. Thank you.